Following the dream which Nebuchadnezzar had, and which we talked about last time, we must now turn to a dream which Daniel had himself. This is recorded in chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7, beginning at verse 2. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. This was, in other words, a great blowing of the winds on the great sea. Verse 3, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. Now these four beasts are described for us in the next few verses. We'll read these verses and see how strange these beasts are. Verse 4. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear. And it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. And I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were 3 of the first horns, plucked out by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. Daniel was given an explanation of this in verse 17. Verse 17. These great beasts which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. You'll remember that in the last talk, when we took Nebuchadnezzar's dream, we saw that the 10 toes of the image represented 10 kings. And when we looked ahead for a moment to the book of the Revelation, we found that the 10 kings referred to there receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. That beast we saw will be a ruler who worships Satan, and in return Satan will give him great authority and power. Now these four kings which Daniel saw are not the same as the four parts of the image which Nebuchadnezzar saw, because Nebuchadnezzar was one of the people portrayed in his own dream. With regard to this dream, which Daniel saw, Daniel was told that these shall arise, still future in other words. Some of Nebuchadnezzar's dream was taking place then, but not all of it. But Daniel's dream was all of it still to come. These four great beasts which Daniel saw were very strange creatures, weren't they? A lion with eagle's wings, a leopard with four wings of a fowl and with four heads. You've never seen anything like them, have you? The fourth beast was the strangest of all. I think we should read a few more verses in Daniel 7. Daniel himself was unable to understand what he saw and asked the meaning of it. He was not told very much about part of it, but let us see what he was told. Verse 17. Verse 17. These great beasts which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom for ever, even for ever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast. Well, we've not been told anything here about the first three, and Daniel apparently asked no questions about them. But the fourth beast was different. That had impressed him more than the others. Let's look back to verse 7 and see what it says about this fourth beast. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Turning on to verse 19 again, Daniel said, "Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse, of a different kind, from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, breaking pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet." He was told in verse 23, "The fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces." So we know that the fourth beast represented the fourth kingdom, which would be different from the other three before it. The fact that it shall devour the whole earth and shall tread it down and break it in pieces shows a hard tyrant, but there's no more information given about him just here than that. Going back to verse 20, we see that this fourth beast had 10 horns, verse 20, "And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows." Verse 24 explains that a little. "And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. In case you're getting confused, we'll go through that again. Daniel saw 4 beasts which represented 4 kingdoms. The fourth beast had 10 horns, and so out of the fourth kingdom would come 10 kings. There was also another horn, described in verse 8, as a little horn, which may indicate small beginnings, but this horn had the same characteristics as the beast itself. Now the 10 horns represented 10 kings. We said earlier that Daniel's dream showed him only future events, whereas the image shown to Nebuchadnezzar concerned partly himself and things then present, as well as the future. There is, though, an overlapping, because both of them saw the 10 kings portrayed in some way, 10 toes in the image and 10 horns in Daniel's dream. The 10 horns were on the last of the 4 beasts which Daniel saw. The 4 beasts were all different, and the fourth one devoured and brake in pieces the other 3. We're told that the first was like a lion, the second was like a bear, and behold another beast, verse 5, a second like a bear, and verse 6, "After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard." A lion, a bear, and a leopard. Try to keep your finger in Daniel 7, but turn with me for a moment to Revelation chapter 13. Revelation is the last book in your Bible. Chapter 13. Here John saw a beast rise up out of the sea. I'm going to give you a better translation of verse 1. "And he stood upon the sand of the sea." Now he was the dragon referred to in the previous verse, the last verse of the previous chapter. And the dragon was another name for Satan. So verse 1, "And he, the dragon, stood upon the sand of the sea. And I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. I want you to read verse 2 again, remembering the three beasts of Daniel's dream, a lion, a bear, and a leopard. Verse 2. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. There you have Daniel's three beasts combined into one. And this one beast was given power by the dragon. The end of verse 2. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. In other words, this is once again the fourth beast as described in Daniel 7. But reading on in Revelation 13, we find verse 3. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Verse 1 tells us that the beast had 7 heads. Here we read that one of them was wounded to death, and yet the deadly wound was healed. That's a copy, Satan's awful copy of the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. What was the result? All the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. Far from realizing how dreadful this copy is, and what an evil being is this dragon, Satan, they worshipped the dragon, and they worshipped the beast, as verse 4 goes on to tell us. And they said of the beast, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Here is the worship of Satan, and the beast to whom he has given such power and authority. Verse 5 tells us that he will speak great things and blasphemies. But here's a consoling fact, a few words that will mean a lot. The end of verse 5. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Yes, his time is limited. 42 months. His activities can't go on forever. God is overruling. But see what he does, though, while his powers last, verse 6. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Some will not worship him. They will be the Lord's people. But it will be a hard time for them, all the same. Now, we can't go on with Revelation for the moment, but must turn back to Daniel 7. So much more could be said about this chapter, and really this has applied to each of these talks so far. But this is not an easy subject, and I don't want to confuse you and make it seem harder still to understand. Throughout this series, the aim is to give you a foundation on which to build. In other words, give you a start, and then leave you to find out more as time goes on. You'll be able to fill in some of the gaps later if you can grasp the general outline now. There's one point I want to mention in Daniel 7, verse 25. Daniel 7, verse 25. Speaking of the beast, it says, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until of time and time and the dividing of time. It's those last few words I want to talk about. What is a time and times and the dividing of time? We should find out because it occurs elsewhere in prophecy. So, a time and times and the dividing of time. It's a strange expression. If you will accept for the moment that a time is 1 year, then times, plural, is more than 1 year. In other words, 2 years. Then notice that the verse says a time and times. So we have to add those two periods together. 1 year plus 2 years. A time and times. 1 plus 2 equals 3. So we have 3 years. But what else does it say? A time and times and the dividing of time. That expression means a part of a year. In other words, half a year. So when you add it all together, you have 3.5 years. A time and times and half a time. 3.5 years. Now how many months is that? 12 months in a year. 3 years is 3 times 12. That's 36. And 6 months, half a year, more makes it 42 altogether. Turning back to Revelation, we read before in verse 5, Revelation 13, verse 5, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. So by comparing Daniel with the Revelation, we get a clearer understanding of our subject. A time and times and a dividing of time is 3.5 years, or 42 months. Back in Daniel 7, verse 26, Daniel 7, verse 26, it says, "But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end." The next verse speaks of the Most High, the Lord himself, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. That will be a kingdom in very great contrast to all those that have gone before. Now to sum up, Nebuchadnezzar saw an image with 10 toes. Daniel saw a beast with 10 horns. The Revelation also speaks of 10 horns, and in each case they represent 10 kings which shall arise. They will all be of the same mind. We'll turn again to Revelation 17, and we'll read the two verses again. Revelation 17, verse 12. Chapter 17, verse 12. "And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast." Just as the 10 horns were part of the beast, so the 10 kings will all work together. The very fact that the future rulers of the world were shown to Daniel and John as beasts shows us something of their nature. Although we've had to pass over chapter 4 of Daniel, we'll just refer to it briefly. In it, we're told about Nebuchadnezzar having another dream, this time of a great tree which was cut down, but the stump was left. The meaning of it was that Nebuchadnezzar himself had become a great king, but he was to be cut down, as it were. We should read just a few verses. Daniel 4, verse 24. Daniel 4, verse 24. This is the interpretation, O King, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my Lord the King, that they shall drive thee from men, and that thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Nebuchadnezzar had ceased to remember that God rules. He rules over even the greatest of human kings. And Nebuchadnezzar had got to realize that. In verse 30 he said, verse 30, the king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. That great king became mad and lived like a beast of the field. But that wasn't the end. He was told that it should be for seven times, or 7 years. And so at the end of that time, we read, verse 34, And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth for ever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And verse 36, At the same time my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honour and brightness returned unto me, and my counsellors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honour the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abate. He was restored to health and his former glory and kingdom, and he praised God for it. Can you see that he was a picture of the events we've been talking about? A time when the rulers of this earth will have so turned away from God and be so under the influence of Satan instead that they'll be like the beasts of the field. The result of this vision was that Daniel said, in the last verse of the chapter, chapter 7, verse 28, As for me, Daniel, my cogitations, my thoughts on the matter, much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me. This all so saddened Daniel to think of the awful times that were coming. But as we said before, it will all end with the destruction of these rulers, when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to this earth and reigns himself as King. Well, that's all for now. But in the meantime, may the Lord bless and keep you. Amen.